Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say, and but first, I want to ask you about a song. I want to know if you remember hearing this song before. So you know who that is. That's the Stones. The Rolling Stones bringing us back from one of their great songs. Good job, Matt. And so that song is a great song. It was a great rock and roll song. And it's is legendary, right? It's a strong statement. Time is on our side, but not for businesses. Not for small businesses. The reason is because of the complicated dynamic between our most limited resource, time, and three of our most important business factors, expenses, sales, and cash. For a small business, time is not on your side. In the marketplace, there are actually three different clocks that work every small business for every small business use, one for operating expenses, one for sales, and one for cash. So when you look up on the wall, you see what time it is. That clock is moving at the pace of the earth, right? Everything's moved off of the earth, and the timing, we've gotten it down to 24 hours of rotation and 365 and one-fourth days of orbit and all that. We've got all that down, right? Well, guess what? Your three clocks, the sales clock, the expense clock, and the cash clock, they don't know anything about rotation. They have their own orbit. They rotate on their own, and they have their own pace. And it's very difficult, and sometimes it's impossible to get the clocks to work for you. Let's talk about the operating expense clock first. Every month, just like clockwork, regardless of sales volume, cash collections, or profitability, payroll must be met. Rent must be paid. Taxes must be remitted, plus phone, utilities, insurance bills, etc. must be paid. The operating expense clock is hardwired to Greenwich, England for accuracy within a nanosecond per millennium, and nothing stops it short of a global thermonuclear holocaust coinciding with a direct hit from Halley's Comet. The only way to influence this clock, the operating expense clock, is through operating efficiencies. You won't be billed for what you don't buy. Then we have the sales clock. This clock is powered by the prospect and customer relationships you've created, so sales result each month. You project when each sale will occur by qualifying prospects and attributing a clock to each potential transaction so that you can budget future sales volume, which delivers gross profit to pay expenses, right? How the sales clock operates is completely logical and intuitive, but it only works in your favor when you meet all of the expectations and requirements of customers. It's the only time it works and keeps good time for you. Now let's talk about the cash clock. This is the tricky one, my friends. What is not logical or intuitive is the cash clock and its relationship with the other two, the operating expense and the sales clock. Think of it like this. Cash is to sales as snow is to cold. You can have cold weather without snow, but you can't have snow without cold weather. You can have sales without receiving cash, but you can't receive cash without making sales. And expenses are like weather. You get some every day. But what hits small business owners hard is that for every glitch in the mainspring of the sales clock, and there are 1,000 potential sprocket failures that could happen or stop the cash clock. Consequently, the cash clock requires constant maintenance. So think about this, folks. Your operating expense clock, you know, I mean, that's the one that is always running. It never stops, and it's hardwired, right? The sales clock, you can have sales or you cannot have sales. There's no guarantee of any sales, right? If you're in business, there's a guarantee of operating expenses, but there's no guarantee of sales, right? And the cash clock, think about that, especially if you are a B2B business. Now, B2C retailers, if you make a sale, you get your cash typically, right? But when you're B2B, you make a sale, you probably just made a loan at first. So as I said about the weather and the snow, you can make a sale and not get cash. And so that's the reason the cash clock gets interrupted. But the cash clock is what pays the operating expenses, right? You can't have cash till you make a sale. You can't have cash till you collect that sale. And you can't pay operating expenses till you get that cash. But yet the operating expense clock continues to work perfectly. It's a finely tuned weapon, device. Sometimes you think it's a weapon. Because think about it, folks. Every day when the mailman comes, when the postal worker comes, what is always in the mail today? Seems like always. Expenses, a bill, right? Maybe a bunch of them. What is sometimes, not every day, do you get money in from a customer or from whatever source? So these clocks, these three clocks move on their own. The operating expense clock, the sales clock, the cash clock. Surely Murphy was a small business owner because his law lives inside the cash and the sales clock. But the operating expense clock is immune to this insidious law and keeps on rocking just like the Rolling Stones. The operating expense clock, folks. So think about when you look up on the wall and you look at the clock, realize that that's Earth's clock. That's not your business's clock. Your business has three clocks: operating expense, cash, and sales. You got to manage each one of them differently, and your success requires a full understanding of those three clocks. It's almost 19, almost 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.